This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Apple continues to bring in massive profits as iPhone and iPad sales grow, but Apple stock is down about a third from its peak in September. Joining us to explain why investors are dumping the company's shares is Alan Sloan. He's senior editor-at-large at Fortune. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Mark.
So we know the stock price isn't just about whether a company has profits. It's whether it makes more money than analysts expect. So why are expectations for Apple so high?
Because Apple has made a ton of money and has been very, very profitable. And Apple, very cleverly, has always understated what it expects its profits to be.
So did everyone just expect too much from Apple stock in the first place? I mean, should it have gotten as high as it did last year?
Well, obviously, by definition, it was overpriced, though the numbers didn't seem overpriced to some people. One of my favorite statistics, by the way, is that from its high last September through the bottom of its bad day on Thursday, the decline in its market value, which was more than $230 billion, was more than the entire market value of Microsoft. And this is a number S&P gave me for which I am eternally grateful, or at least for the next 5 minutes.
And now Apple, it's a widely known company. It's also a widely held stock. There are lots of people, whether they know it or not, they have this in their mutual funds or their retirement accounts. What's the impact of Apple's stock troubles on regular people's wealth?
Well, it depends how much of their wealth is in the stock market. It was a big favorite in mutual funds because it was going up. So everyone, you know, came in and bought it, and now they're probably all selling it because that's what it's like on Wall Street.
Now, are the good times over for Apple, or is this just a momentary speed bump?
If I knew that, I would be able to become a rich retired investor instead of a journalist. The answer is I haven't the slightest idea, and neither does anyone else.
All right. We don't know, and we'll watch. So Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune, thanks as always.
My pleasure.